trouble, it turned into a struggle halfway across Alabama. Well, a hound broke down and left us all stranded in downtown Birmingham. Well, right away I bought me a through train ticket right across Mississippi clean. I was on that midnight flyer out of Birmingham smoking in a New Orleans. Somebody help me get out of Louisiana, just help me get to Houston town.
Yeah, tell me, Gene.
Oh. Who care a little about me and I won't let the poor boy down.
Look at that.
Sonny, you and Red go get the car. See if we can't round up Sybil Shepherd. Go for a drive.
In the midst of what some White House insiders are calling financial Armageddon, this story breaks on Politico. Not making this up. Dateline Washington, D.C. Representative David Wu.
Who?
David Wu. Wu's on first. What guy? Yes, I'm with you. I caught up with you, Han Solo. Big baby. Representative David Wu spoke to House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and other top Democrats on Saturday about his political future in the wake of allegations of a sexual encounter with a teenager.
Uh-oh.
Zing! Barely legal. That's why you always ask for a photo ID.
Absolutely.
May I have
looked 18.
May I have a federal or state-issued identification card with your birthday on it? It's not clear whether the Oregon Democrat will step down. Well, this is just not as much fun as Anthony Weiner, yeah. By the way.
See, we have to make up names.
But that's your CNN show right there. Wu and Weiner. That's your Slappy Good Times morning drive radio show. Wu and Weiner in the morning here in D.C. 101. Wu has been accused of having an unwanted, quote, bizarre. I've never heard this term used and not have someone arrested. Uh-huh. Wu has been accused of having, quote, an unwanted sexual encounter with the teenage daughter of a longtime friend last year over the Thanksgiving holiday. Unwanted sexual encounter. Well, I can tell you that's every date I've ever had. Oh, but is it who? I mean, what did he not want it? Is that who's? How bizarre. The teenager whose identity has not been disclosed and her family have not filed any criminal complaint against the longtime lawmaker. But the incident, the second accusation of inappropriate sexual behavior against Wu, is, quote, extremely troubling to Pelosi and other Democrats, say Democratic insiders. Wu. Wu, what have you done this time? I'm sorry. Pelosi's been in the Capitol all day as she and other congressional leaders, blah, blah, words, words, words. Democratic insiders would not comment on Pelosi's conversation with Wu, other than to confirm. How wouldn't it have been great to have seen a meeting between George Bush and Congressman Wu? I'm telling you right now, Carl, that Wu guy comes in here, I'm going to lose it. I can't say his name. Come up with something else. What's up, Chinaman? Good to see you, buddy. Wu, who was born in Taiwan, has disappeared from public view in the past day. He's believed to be... you can't write this kind of stuff. You can't... This is a poor turn of phrase. He's believed to be holed up in his congressional office or residence on Capitol Hill. Wu has not commented on the allegations other than to release a short statement calling the matter, quote, very serious. In 1976, Wu was accused of... attempted rape by a former girlfriend. But that was the 70s, man.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't smack a broad around a little bit back then. You know, Anita Hill screwed that up for us, Han Solo. I mean, you know, this is what I like. Listen to this. This is 1976. No charges were filed in that case, but Wu, who was in attending Stanford, was required to see a counselor. Well, now, we want you to go see the school counselor.
They handled things differently.
That was the 70s, like I said. Come on, it's the secretary. She was up from the typing pool.
Did you see what she was wearing?
Right. She was asking for it. You don't know how hammered I was at lunch. The 70s. Well, and this is finally, this is what really is troubling to most people. Not funny. Shortly before the 2010 elections, Woo began behaving erratically, including sending a picture of himself in a tiger costume.
Oh my God.
To his staffers. You can't make that up. And now news outlets are feverishly searching for that photo Congressman Woo in his tiger costume. More than a half dozen aides and campaign consultants quit as Woo bombarded them with troubling phone calls and emails, and of course, a picture of him in a tiger costume. Woo's remaining staffers canceled all campaign events, relying on TV ads to win the race. He represents, I just happen to know this, he represents a heavily liberal area outside of Portland. After news reports of his behavior appeared in February and March, Woo began treatment for an unspecified mental health condition. You're dressing up in a tiger costume, sending pictures of yourself. He separated from his wife, Michelle. The couple are reportedly seeking a divorce. You think? The 56-year-old Woo, according to the Oregonian, which is a great newspaper, liberal rag, but a great newspaper nonetheless, reported late Friday night that Woo, acknowledged a sexual encounter to his senior aides, but insisted it was consensual. Which, I can't imagine anything being consensual with a congressman named Woo.
Yeah.
56-year-old Taiwanese guy named Woo.
He looks like the guy from The Hangover, doesn't he?
He does. He looks just like...
And with that tiger suit, it makes
just,
me think...
Can't you just see? If you put Woo and Zach Galifianakis together, and Bradley Cooper walking down some street... Goodbye. Oh, he does look like the guy from The Hangover. It's a great point. Han Solo, off the top rope there with an atomic elbow.
Apparently he acts like him, too.
He does.
I'm so lonely.
Okay, on to serious business. So that's what Nancy, now, I despise Nancy Pelosi, but you do have to feel a little sorry for her. She's leaving $1 trillion debt negotiations, and here comes Congressman Woo. Hey, Nancy, I talk to you for a minute? Boy, I screwed the pooch this time. Yeah, that tiger, nope, not the tiger picture. You like that one? Yeah, this girl, I mean, she was a cheerleader and all.
Yeah.
Yep. So, there we go. Another Democratic congressman probably out the door. And these things, look, man, Republicans, we've had it. Mark Foley. I mean, it happens on our side of the aisle. Mm-hmm. They usually come in bunches like this, too. The punches in bunches. But, so I think that's a great little opportunity for former Congressman Anthony Weiner, and now soon to be former Congressman Anthony Woo. Woo and Weiner in the morning. Z101. You know? What do you do when you take one Taiwanese congressman, team him up with one Jewish congressman, Woo and Weiner? That'd be a great buddy cop show.
It really would.
Woo and Weiner. Woo, Weiner, in my office now. Uh-oh, what you do now, Anthony? Just
that'd make a good 80s movie.
Oh, it'd be great. One of them could slide across the top of the car, you know, in the intro, jumping into the Gran Torino, wearing the leather jackets. I'm Woo, he's Weiner, we're cops. So, but yeah, there's poor Nancy Pelosi. She's just leaving debt negotiations, and here comes Congressman Woo. Mm-hmm. Talking about how he'd hooked up with a teenager. Teenage daughter of a friend, too. Woo. Woo. Poor. I feel sorry for her. Mm-hmm. Now, you got to. This is serious business. So, we'll see what happens to the congressman. But I can't imagine he's too much. Look, that's a safe Democratic seat. They're going to trade him out for a better model. Mm-hmm. You know? On down with Woo. Down goes Woo. So, but it's not as much fun, and that's the problem. It's not as much fun making poking fun at Congressman Woo as it was Congressman Weiner. Same type of deal, you know. Sex scandal. But
at least Weiner gave us great audio.
Oh, wait, yeah. See, he was combative.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo is as the article said, is hold up.
Yeah. So eloquently.
Yes. He's holed up. So, And I know that's what we focus on at a time when dangerously close to defaulting. Well, I want to talk about that, and I don't know if we have time. Let's move the break up so I can have plenty of time in the next segment to go into this whole debt fiasco. And I find it interesting, too. Hank Paulson was paraded out the other day to talk about how devastating it would be. All the financial guys talk about this issue. Oh, yeah. What would it do to the markets? Credit rating? What happened, though? Mm-hmm. Is it truly the end of the world? Is it truly the end of the world? Are we at a spot, though, where we, if we just raise it arbitrarily, we run it back up again? I mean, we can't. More than the America's bond rating, what we're spending to support our trillions of dollars of debt is, that's the real catastrophe. You know, that's the true catastrophe that we have here. It is, and we're quickly approaching over 100% of our GDP spent on servicing debt. That's like Greece. So anyway. We'll talk about it. Hang with us. Well, I've been racking my brain how we could come up with making fun of Woo. But it's no wiener, man. Those only come around once or twice a year, and you got to seize on those kind of scandals. Wiener. Oh, man, I love that guy. Stay with us.